Welcome to the latest industry insight from WBMS, the UK's leading interim and management solutions provider. Chris Payton is a strategy expert and the UK's leading wargame exponent. He's a former Royal Marine who served as the senior strategy advisor on Afghanistan to the MOD, with responsibility for briefing the Cabinet Office. Chris now works with organisations and individuals to help them with strategic planning and to achieve their goals. To do this, he uses a method called wargaming, which stress tests, plans and identifies potential risks and opportunities. Chris, tell us, how did the idea for the wargaming method come about? Is this something you developed yourself?
Good morning, Nicola. Wargaming is something I used in my previous career as a Royal Marines officer. In a military context, you have to test all your plans and strategies before committing to action, as the consequences of a failure are so serious. I used the technique in planning the extraction of all the UK combat troops from Afghanistan and their equipment, plus bases. We would form two teams, a blue team that represented the plan and had developed it and owned it, and they would be challenged by a red team that represented all of the stakeholders who would be affected by the plan, including our opponents or competitors, although obviously we role-played these at the time. Since leaving the armed forces, I've taken the military version and translated it into a business variant, in which we act as a facilitation team that referee the exchanges between the red and the blue teams and ensure the debate is kept on track. There are other wargame methodologies out there and red team type tests, but in my view, these tend to be quite narrow in focus and aren't whole system tests looking at the whole of the business ecosphere as we try to do.
Tell us a bit more about some of the key advantages of this technique, if you would.
Well, the main advantage is that you've got all the stakeholders in one room at one time. So it makes it much more efficient than standard sensing practices in industry. You can have them down as role players or as real players. You may want to role play certain aspects. You may want to have real players in to give a very real perspective for others. But the main thing is, therefore, you're not just improving the plan and testing the plan, but you're also looking at the process and looking at the techniques. The other beauty of it is that it starts to break down internal departmental barriers. Lots of organisations plan for their objectives and to deliver their objectives, but they tend to do so in departmental silos. And this technique brings everybody into the same room so that people start to understand why things can or can't be delivered and affected. And I think the final, and probably from a client perspective, most important benefit is that it's much quicker and more efficient than normal sensing. In one case study that we did with a client, they saved nearly two-thirds of their normal costs and yet generated probably a better outcome from their perspective.
So it sounds to me as if one of the key advantages is that organisations can use this tool to help them to identify and deal with potential risks to the business and also periods of change and transformation. And that's certainly something that many, if not most, organisations are facing at the moment, both with the digital revolution that's underway. And of course, we're in a quite uncertain post-referendum environment now with Brexit. Am I right in thinking that this is a key way in which you find organisations use wargame as a means to help them deal with periods of transition and change?
Yeah, it's a great question. And yes, you know, you're absolutely right. By replicating the environment through doing one of these war games and by bringing the stakeholders into the room, then you start to pull out some of the key risks that are present within those plans and within those strategies. You also start to identify opportunities that you hadn't previously considered, and you start to identify tasks and actions that you need to take forward. It's not just about the risks, but it's also about identifying how significant they are and also the indicators and warnings that will lead up to them. So it allows you further to go into compound risks, i.e. what are the risks that then start to generate further risks of their own? And as a second and third order consequences start to build up into a much larger issue. So when things are uncertain, when they are quite volatile and quite dynamic, like we see in current environments, then this is a really useful tool to help try and navigate some of that.
And can wargaming be used to improve efficiency? Have you got any examples of organizations that have been able to cut costs or improve the bottom line?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the really interesting things about a war game is that it isn't scripted. It's not like scenario planning where you're looking at one particular aspect. It's free-flowing and replicates the environment with the stakeholders and the blue team players reacting to each other's contributions. So there's two things that come from that. The first is that there are often issues that are raised or identified that you wouldn't have expected in a normal planning process. And one client, testing its plans for the forthcoming two-year period, identified a 40% reduction it could make in its activity that was not wholly contributing to its strategic objectives. And that change for them from an activity focus to an output focus was massively beneficial. The other aspect is, in terms of change and transformation, by making the red team stacked with internal staff, it becomes much more of a focus on the issues that will affect and impact on those staff as they go through the change and transformation. So you can use the tool in order to facilitate communication around change, to build appetite for it, and by being consulted and feeling like they've had their voices heard, people become much more open to the change, the appetite is greater, and they own a part of it. So there's various different aspects that can be developed simply by changing the people that are sat in the room.
What about organisations that want to become more agile, for instance, one of the buzzwords at the moment, or indeed companies that are looking at creative and different ways to improve their innovation? Does this help with that sort of thing as well?
Well, people certainly enjoy the workshops that are done. I think it's because, firstly, it's something quite different. It's quite engaging, it's quite open, and for many people, it's the first time they've come across this. So it does start to get people interested and get the dialogue flowing. I think that in terms of becoming more agile, as you said, there's two aspects to it, really. By being involved in a war game and by analysing the future situations and looking at those future areas, staff become much better aware of what might happen, what the organisation is trying to achieve, the desired objectives, the resources that are available, but also the risks and opportunities that are present. So when the plan starts to go awry, because let's face it, all plans go awry, which is why everybody wants to talk about being more agile, people are much more aware of the background, the context, and what is being desired. So they become far more able to adapt at a much higher tempo to the new situation and the new requirement. And on terms of the innovative, creative aspect, yes, by bringing in a wide range of red team stakeholders, you're generating that whole system test that we talked about earlier on, in which you're replicating the whole ecosphere that the business is within. So you're drawing in the very different approaches, experiences, and considerations of all the people taking part. And that allows a much more creative and innovative space for the dialogue to take place in.
Interesting. Yes, I understand. That makes a lot of sense. I know that from what you've said, it's a tool that can really be very helpful for forward planning and looking into the future. And I just want to ask you about that point. With so much uncertainty and change in the world and in the situations that organizations have to deal with, to what degree actually can you forward plan and look into the future in this sort of climate?
I think foresight and future planning is always a real challenge, and it's the one reason why many plans fall over. The wargaming process, or the testing process, allows to build that foresight, because if you imagine it, rather than just writing your plan or writing your strategy and then enacting it and hoping that it works and dealing with the problems when it doesn't, you're starting to simulate now what might happen. You're effectively throwing the stone into the pond to see where the ripples will go and how they will come back and how they're going to affect you. In doing that, it helps you bring your decisions forward. It starts to help you consider the issues that you will be facing, what decisions you might have to take at that particular point in time. It also starts to put you under the same degree of pressure as you would be experiencing at that time. It's kind of like a mental rehearsal, if you like, of putting yourself in the position now that you would face in the future. So for those two reasons, it can't predict the future, clearly, but it can help you prepare for it in a much better and more robust way, developing those contingency plans that are absolutely required, as well as the indicators and warnings that lead to a potential crisis. Because at the end of the day, a contingency plan is always much cheaper to effect if it's been thought of in advance than having to crisis manage a situation when it explodes in your face.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Can you give us any examples of how clients have used wargaming, whether it's business plans or you've used it in a certain sector such as private equity, something just to bring it to life for our listeners in terms of how this sort of tool can be used?
Yeah, sure, of course. It's been used for business plans, either at the start of the planning cycle to consider where do we want to go and what do we want to do. Through options analysis, we now understand where we want to go and what we want to do, but there are various different options and ways in which we could go about it. So let's do comparative analysis between them to work out which one is the most risky, which one is the most costly, which one is the most likely to be accepted. And it can be used at the end of the planning cycle to health check a plan before it finally is brought into action. But I've also seen it used for strategies. I've seen it used as a team building exercise because you're putting the blue team under quite a degree of pressure. So rather than having something with barrels and planks and slightly made up situations, you're actually looking at it from a real situation that's pertinent and applicable to the business. I've also seen it used for new product launches, competitive intelligence, mergers and acquisitions, all sorts. You can simply adapt the output by adapting the participation and the facilitation to suit. In the PE space, we've used it in there for enhanced due diligence. So rather than looking at a potential investment and thinking, right, does the balance sheet look good? Is the profit and loss good? What's the market doing and what's the prognosis? What you can do is actually go in and run a war game on the company that's potentially going to be invested in. That allows you to get much deeper beneath the skin of that company. You can start to work out where the personalities in that organization get on or don't get on, whether the business plan is solid and is robust, or whether actually there's a lot of holes in it and a lot of gaps in it that once you submit it to a degree of pressure become evident that wouldn't otherwise be visible if you were just looking simply at the figures on a balance sheet.
Chris, thank you very much for joining us here today. I can see why wargaming is so popular, and so popular perhaps at a time like this when there is quite a lot of uncertainty around for organisations and even slimmer margins for error. Fascinating stuff. Thank you very much for joining us here today.
No, you're very welcome. Thank you for your time.